The following content is for informational purposes only and does not consider legal, tax, or investment advice. Past performance is not indicative of future results. All future projections, forecasts, or forward-looking statements are inherently uncertain and subject to change. Investing is limited to verified accredited investors under Rule 506C of the Securities Act. The SEC has not passed upon the merits of any offering by Charge Capital.
Welcome to the Deep Dive. If you're maybe looking into the energy sector, perhaps as an investor, you hear a lot about renewables, solar, wind.
Definitely.
But there's this other really critical piece, sometimes overlooked. Battery Energy Storage Systems, BESS.
That's it. And it's key.
We think it's maybe the missing link connecting, renewables to the grid we actually use every day. A real investment angle here.
Absolutely. So what is BESS? Fundamentally, think of it like a huge battery, a commercial scale one for the power grid.
Okay, like a giant phone battery.
Sort of, but much, much bigger and smarter. Like, imagine the battery in an EV, but scaled way up. It stores electricity, doesn't matter where it comes from, solar, wind, even just straight off the grid.
And holds it.
Holds it until it's needed. But these aren't just dumb batteries. They're packed with software integrated right into the electricity markets. Very sophisticated.
Right. So it's not just holding power. I think what's really interesting is how it tackles that core problem, the mismatch.
The timing issue.
Exactly. You know, the sun shines brightest midday. But peak demand is often later. Wind is variable. BESS lets you capture that energy when it's plentiful, maybe cheap.
And then release it, deploy it exactly when demand spikes, and critically, when prices are highest, it bridges that gap.
Which leads straight into how these things actually make money, right?
Right. The core revenue model typically is energy arbitrage. Sounds fancy, but it's quite straightforward.
Okay.
You buy electricity when demand is low, think middle of the night. Prices are rock bottom then because, well, utilities have generators that can't just switch off instantly.
So there's excess cheap power.
Exactly. You store that cheap power in the BESS. Then, during peak hours, late afternoon, early evening, when everyone gets home, turns on the AC, demand shoots up.
And prices shoot up too.
Precisely. And you sell that stored electricity back to the grid at a much higher price. Buy low, sell high. It's built into the structure of the market.
It seems utilities would want to do this themselves, no?
Well, they do increasingly, but historically and often still, they lack the sheer physical infrastructure for massive storage. It's a different kind of asset. So they partner with BS operators. They might buy that cheap overnight power from the BS operator storage, effectively renting the space.
Or they pay the BSS to be ready.
Yes, that too. It's not just arbitrage. Utilities pay for what's called capacity, just knowing that power can be delivered. And for ancillary services.
It's keeping the grid stable.
Exactly. Things like frequency regulation, voltage support. Tiny adjustments second by second that are vital. BSS is great at that. So you have multiple ways to earn revenue.
It's layered.
Very layered. And it fits into this much bigger picture. Grid modernization, the shift to renewables. BSS is, well, fundamental to making it all work reliably.
Are we seeing this reflected in like actual installations?
Oh, absolutely. The growth is pretty staggering. In 2023, the U.S. already had over 16 gigawatts of utility-scale battery capacity.
16 gigawatts. That's substantial.
It is. And the official projections, like from the EIA, suggest that figure will likely double by 2025. Maybe even more than double.
Wow. So this isn't some future tech. It's happening now, fast.
Right now. It's infrastructure. Mm-hmm. Tangible assets, meeting a clear need, stabilizing the grid, enabling more renewables, and yes, offering a clear revenue model.
So wrapping up, if you are exploring energy investments, BSS isn't just, you know, an add-on. It looks like a core component.
Mm-hmm.
Practical, needed infrastructure for where energy is heading.
I think that's the key takeaway. It's moving beyond just making power to intelligently managing it. So maybe the final thought is this. As you consider the energy space, think about how BSS takes intermittent green power and makes it reliable, dispatchable, basically bankable. It's plugging a real gap, creating concrete opportunities. Not just theory anymore, it's boots on the ground.